Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Of outer space, we begin Neon Jazz. That was the unforgettable Star Wars Cantina Band single from the 1977 film performed by John Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra on a 1993 reissue on Earth and a host of aliens in outer space. This was originally a disco single recorded by Mecco, taken from the album Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on October 1, 1977, holding on to that spot for 2 weeks. To date, the song is the biggest selling instrumental single in the history of recorded music. I'm serious, being the only one ever to be certified platinum with 2 million units by the RIAA. There you go. Jazz has left Earth and become a part of the most profitable franchise in the history of film. Thank you for joining me. This is your resident jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the middle of the country and 18th and Vine, which is still grooving with the likes of the Gem Theater here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you a very cool slice of jazz in an hour. Up next on Neon Jazz, here's the king of bebop piano, Thelonious Sphere Monk, with the song Bemsha Swing off of 1996 This Is Jazz release.
Bye.
That was a smoking tune from English jazz composer, saxophonist, and clarinetist Sir John Philip William Dankworth, or better known as Johnny Dankworth. Following a tour of study at London's Royal Academy of Music, where his jazz interests were frowned upon, and national service in the army, he began a career on the British jazz scene. In 1949, he attended the Paris Jazz Festival and played with Charlie Parker. Parker's comments about Dankworth led to gigs for the young British jazz man for a short tour of Sweden with the soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet. Dankworth was voted Musician of the Year in 1949. Very impressive in a short time. Over the span of 42 years, he recorded over 25 albums, which included a host of radio and TV soundtracks. Yet another Englishman showing the world how to make superior music. Up next on the show, the Turk Murphy Band performs the tune St. James Infirmary off a Best of Newport Jazz 1957 disc you should own. That was the great bebop trumpeter Miles Davis with the tune The Pan Piper off the album Sketches of Spain, released in 1960. The album paired Miles with arranger and composer Gil Evans, with whom he had collaborated on several other projects. The album's compositions largely derived from the Spanish folk tradition and is one of the most accessible albums of Miles' career. This marked another evolutionary step in Miles' career, where he took his roots in bebop and went on up the jazz food chain. Yet another Miles Davis album one should own in a thriving jazz collection. Let's keep the Spanish vibe going here on Neon Jazz. Up next is Ray Barreto with the song Summertime off the Essential Latin Jazz disc.
Cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day.
Wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away.
Until the sunshine peeps through, there's one thing you can do.
Wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away.
Your castles may crumble, that's fate after all. Life's kind of funny that way. No need to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain.
Wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away.
Dun 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 Fate after all, life's kind of funny that way. No need to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Yeah. Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain.
Wrap your troubles in dreams, wrap your troubles in dreams,
and dream your troubles away. Dream your troubles away.
That was local Kansas City favorite and one of this town's hardest working musicians, Dave Stevens, and his swing orchestra with the tune Wrap Your Troubles in a Dream and Dream Your Troubles Away off the 1997 album Swing Out. Dave has been nominated for a number of jazz awards in the Kansas City area over the years. The Dave Stevens Band's vast musical repertoire is primarily composed of their unique interpretations of the American standards, although Dave Stevens' original music has been compared in the media to the likes of Cole Porter and the Gershwins. I used to catch Dave and his band in a number of hot spots around Kansas City in the late 90s, and he was always the guy that got the room spinning in a frivolity of music and sweat rather quickly. You always left the show with a nice Rolodex of memories and how this town used to sway night after night to the martini of quality jazz. Staying in context here on Neon Jazz with local flavor, here's a local upstart with the Grandview Middle School Jazz Band and a live 2009 performance. That was American jazz musician, arranger, bandleader, and composer Donald Redman with the song Chant of the Weed off the Volume 1 Jazz Anthology 1918 to 1934 album. Don began playing the trumpet at the age of 3 and joined his first band at the age of 6. By the age of 12, he was proficient on all wind instruments ranging from the trumpet to the oboe as well as the piano. In the jazz lineage, he was the uncle of saxophonist Dewey Redman, and thus great-uncle to the great saxophonist Joshua Redman. Again, the jazz apples usually don't fall too far from the top of the proverbial family tree. Up next on this Neon Jazz Showcase is a favorite and regular around these parts. Here's Django Reinhardt with the song Solitude off the collected recording circa 1936 to 1937.
And when I say hold yourself, everybody get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move a peg. say get it, everybody do a boogie woogie. Hold yourself now. Boogie woogie. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, y'all get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself. Mess around. Now that's what I'm talking about. Dress on. You come right up here where Mr. Pine Top is. Now face the audience. Now when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. And don't move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about.
That was American Boogie Woogie style blues pianist Clarence Smith, better known as Pine Top Smith, with his hit tune, Pine Top's Boogie Woogie. This song featured rhythmic breaks that were an essential ingredient of ragtime music. This jazz standard was later covered and re-engineered musically by Bing Crosby and Ray Charles. Nice company. His home state of Alabama inducted him into their Jazz Hall of Fame back in 1991 to honor his life. Never, ever underestimate the power of boogie-woogie in the world of jazz. Up next on our show is a sax player with one of the coolest handles in the world of jazz. Here's Zoot Sims with the mid-70s song Somebody Loves Me. Thank you. Was jazz organist Reuben Wilson with the tune Superfly off a Jazz Greats album. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is Brad Medlow with the 2001 song Resignation. Thanks again for joining us on another hour of jazz well spent, and to my friend John Christopher doing the engineering, making this all sound good. Let us know what you think at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. There you go. Jazz has left Earth and become a part of the most profitable... Jazz has left Earth.
All right.
There you go. Jazz has left... There you go. There you go. Jazz... Oh, here we go again.
Neon Jazz.
There you go.